Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与在座弟兄姐妹同在。
This morning, the topic of our encouragement is it clean?
今天我们想要互相。
I thank God for guiding me, and thanks for your prayer that I have completed my Russia assignment.
我感谢神以及大家的带导。那我已经顺利的完成我在俄罗斯的圣工。
I spent 19 days in helping the Moscow Church.
我在那里花了19天的时间帮助当地的圣工。
I mean, thank God on the January 19th, I finished the work, and in the midnight, in the early, early morning, I went to airport, in Moscow airport, trying to catch a flight back to Canada.
感谢神在1月19号的半夜 我就到了机场
凌晨
我就到了机场准备要搭飞机回来多伦多。
My flight is 5:50 in the morning.
我飞机的起飞时间是早上的5:50。
五点五十。And I arrived at the airport about before 4 o'clock.
我大概在
3:30。
大概在3:40的时候，我到了机场。
And then I feel really hungry after I check in.
然后我在check in。
登机之前。
我在登机之前，就突然觉得非常饿。
And then I think I should find something to eat because it's still a few hours of wait.
我就觉得我应该找一些东西吃，因为我还要再等几个小时。
And I find this kind of a nice, beautiful restaurant or cafe in the airport.
那我在这个机场里面找到一间看起来还不错的咖啡馆。
So I sit down, order a breakfast.
那我就坐下来跟他们点了一份早餐。
The price is also very dear.
那个价钱也还不错。
About $10.
大概10块左右。
There's 2 eggs, 1 sausage, and 1 bun.
然后有两颗蛋，一条香肠，还有一个面包。
Even though it's a bit expensive, because I'm hungry, you have to eat something.
虽然感觉上是有点贵，不过因为我很饿，所以我就觉得我想要点什么来吃。
After I ate it, I took the flight.
所以我吃了之后，我就登机。
When I started the journey, I really feel something strange.
然后我在飞机上的时候，我觉得有点怪。
And when I arrived Germany for transfer, I feel totally weak because I start feeling like vomiting and diarrhea.
然后等我在到德国转机的时候，我开始觉得很不舒服，开始就想吐的感觉。
And I force myself, I tell myself I cannot stuck in Germany. I don't speak German. I don't know anywhere I can go to see a doctor, and I have to get on the flight. So I pretend to be normal and get on the flight.
所以我告诉我自己，我不能留在德国，因为我不会讲德文，而且我这里也没有认识的人，所以我就告诉自己要假装的很正常的样子。
So the flight to Toronto 9.5 hours. Oh, I vomited more than.Diarrhea more than 8 times.
所以在我从德国飞回来多伦多9个小时的旅程当中，我吐了无数次，也拉了肚子。
I feel so weak.
我感觉非常的弱，宛弱。
This is the worst flight that I ever experienced in my whole life.
这是我一生当中感觉最差的一次坐飞机的经验。
But I really thank God that I arrived safely home.
但是我感谢神，我还是平安的到达家里。
So the few days after the ordeal, I still keep, when I eat something, I still asking myself, is this clean?I tell my wife, is the food cooked for me? Is it clean?
所以在我这个过后几天，我现在吃我太太煮饭给我吃的时候，我还是想问她，你这个有是干净的食物吗？
Anything that come to my mouth, I'll ask myself, is it clean?
然后我在准备吃的时候，我是问我自己，这个到底干不干净？
Is it expired already?
是不是已经过期了？
That question keep coming to my mind.
所以我就一直会问自己这个问题。
Because I don't want to eat something not clean.
因为我不想要吃不洁净的东西。
I don't want to suffer.
我不想要再受一次苦。
Few thousand years ago.The Israelites, when they were living in the Promised Land,
那几千年前在以色列人住在应许之地的时候
，God always tried to teach them spiritual lesson.
神一直想要教他们属灵的功课。
Because the people of God is different than other people.
因为神的选民跟其他人是不一样的。
There are so many different nations living nearby them.
在他们附近有很多不同的民族。
But God wants to tell them you are different.
但是神想告诉他们，你们跟他们不一样。
Because I am holy, God said.
因为我是圣洁的
And you have to be holy.
所以你们也必须要成为圣洁
But this concept is very abstract.
但是这是一个非常抽象的观念
What does it mean holy?
什么叫做要成为圣洁
If we cannot see God, what does it mean God is holy?
因为我们连神都看不到我们怎么知道怎么跟神一样
So throughout the Bible, especially in the book of Leviticus
所以在整本圣经尤其是在利未记的部分
The theme is to tell people how to live a holy life.
这个主题就是要告诉我们怎么过一个圣洁的生活
You always have to remember you are different.
我们必须要记得我们跟他们不一样
But how do we practice in the daily life?
那我们在一般的生活中怎么实行
Then God gave them certain things they have to watch over.
所以神就告诉他们有一些他们必须遵守的事
For example, the food they eat.
举例来说，他们所吃的食物。
God said some animals is clean, some animals not clean.
神告诉他们，有些动物是洁净的，有些不是。
And then God tell them by observing these ordinances, you remind yourself you're different than other people.
所以在遵守这种规则的时候，你就会提醒自己，我们跟其他人不一样。
And through some instruction about diseases, 皮肤病啊。
还有他们告诉，还有神教他们一些关于皮肤病之类的知识。
So, what does it mean clean? What does it mean unclean?
什么是干洁净？什么是不洁净？
Or after you give birth.
或者是你在生过小孩之后。
There will be a certain period of uncleanness.
你会过一段不太洁净的生活。
So, all this instruction.
所以这些指示。
Is to tell people that you are different than other nations.
是想要告诉以色列不一样的。
Because you belong to God.
因为他们归于属于神。
So if you were the Israelites in the old days, every time, every day you're living, you have to ask yourself, is this clean or not?
所以假设我们是以色列人的话，我们在每天的生活当中就会一直问自己，这个是洁净的吗？
Can I eat it?
我们可以吃这个吗？
Can I touch this?
我们可以摸这个吗？
Can I bring this home?
我们可以把这个带回家吗？
So this is a very important question.
这是个非常重要的问题。
Because if you want to please God,
因为如果我们想要让神喜悦，
you cannot eat something or touch something unclean.
我们不可以吃或摸那不洁净的东西。
Just like today, if you don't want diarrhea, you cannot eat something unclean.
就像今天，如果我们不想拉肚子的话，我们就不能吃不干净的食物。
But if you want to please God, you have to refrain from something unclean.
如果我们想要让神喜悦的话，我们就要远离那些不洁净的东西。
But now today we are in the New Testament.
但是今天我们在新约的时代。
We are living under grace.
我们是在恩典之中。
And of course, all these commandments and ordinances have another level of meaning.
那这些以前的这些规则已经有不同的一个意义。
And this meaning shall be into our heart, not only take it literally.
我们必须把这些精华放在我们的心里，不是只是在字面上来。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们现在翻开哥林多后书。
Chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
哥林多后书三章六节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。
Verse 7.
七节，那用字刻在石头上的属死的职事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
The Old Testament was written on stone.
这旧约是记载在石板上。
And it's written.Have a lot of ordinances, lots of details.
他们上面记载了很多不同、很多规则的细节。
Of letters.
有
用字句来写的。
用字句来写。
But Paul said in the New Testament time.
但是保罗说在新约的时候。
When you read Old Testament.
我们看旧约。
You grab the meaning.
我们是希望我们要了解里面的经义。
Not the letters.
并不是那些字句。
You grab the spirit.
我们必须要了解里面的意义。
And then you put it into your heart.
然后放在心里。
So if the Old Testament people, they ask themselves, is it clean or not?
所以当旧约的人问这些东西是不是干净的。
Today we also have to ask the same question.
那今天我们要问一样的问题。
But with different level.
但是已经到了另一个层面。
So we have to discuss this in, we have to talk about two concepts this morning.
所以今天早上我们要讲两个不同的观念。
好 ,the first one.
第一个。
What does it mean to be clean?
什么叫做洁净？
What does it mean to be clean?
什么叫做是洁净的？
In the Old Testament.
在旧约。
Cleanness refers to the objects and physical things.
这是洁净指的这些有实际这些看得见的东西。
For example, is this animal clean? Can I eat it?
就像是你看得见这个动物，你就想这个是干净的吗？
Or if this vessel clean? Can I use it?
或者这个器皿是洁净的吗？可不可以用？
Or if this person who have the skin disease is this healed? Can I get close to him?
或者是这个人他有皮肤病是不是洁净的？
In the Old Testament, cleanness is outside.
在旧约里面，洁净不洁净是从外表看得出来。
But in the New Testament time, under the grace of Lord Jesus,
但是在新约时代，在主耶稣的恩典之下
，cleanness is about your heart.
这洁净指的是我们心里。
If your heart is not clean, even though you try to be very careful outside, it's useless.
我们的心内心不洁净的话，就让我们的外表光鲜亮丽也是没有用的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
我们现在翻开马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 25.
马太福音二十三章二十五节，二十五节，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
Verse 26.
二十六节，你这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里面，好叫外面也干净了。
This is the critics of Lord Jesus Christ to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
这里主耶稣他指责了这些文士以及法利赛人。
When Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, he dealt with a lot of people.
在耶稣在世的时候，他跟很多人都接触。
He spent a lot of time with the so-called sinners and eat with them, teach them, and try to get them to believe in Christ.
他花了很多时间跟税吏又这些罪人在一起，希望他们可以回转归向神。
Jesus did not directly rebuke them for their sin.
耶稣并没有直接的指责他们犯了罪。
But Jesus tell them to not continue to go on sinning.
但是主耶稣告诉他们，你不能再继续犯罪下去了。
Jesus tell them the Son of Man is come for the lost.
主耶稣告诉他们，人子是为了罪人来的。
And to save them.
要想要拯救这些迷失的人。
But if you look at Lord Jesus Christ, he's very critical to the so-called the leaders of the religious area.
但是我们可以看出来，耶稣对这些宗教上的领导者是非常严厉的。
They are the Pharisees and teachers of the law.
这些人就是那些文士以及法律赛人。They
dress up nicely as a rabbi teaching Bible every day.
他们穿得非常的整齐漂亮，整天就教导这些人一些道理规条。
They sit in the middle seat of the synagogue every Sabbath teaching people.
他们在安息日的时候坐在这个
They enjoy respect by the multitudes.
他们很喜欢别人尊敬他们的感觉。
So on the outside, they are ultra holy. They are so close to God, and they are respectable.
所以如果我们只看外表的话，这些人是跟神好像非常接近的。
They will never touch anything unclean.
他们绝对不会摸任何不洁净的东西。
Oh, it's a dead body. I will stay far away from it.
他说看啊，那里有一个尸体，我要离那个远一点。
I'll stay away from the tomb. Don't get yourself unclean.
还有那个坟墓，也要离远一点，不想让自己不洁净。
They will never eat something which is unholy.
他们绝对不会吃那些不洁净的东西。
So everybody say they are super holy, they are very good.
所以每个人都说这些人就是非常非常洁净的。
But Jesus can see more than your skin.
但是耶稣看到并不是只是外表。
Jesus can see more than what you did in the public.
耶稣可以看到并不是你表现给大家看的那一面。
Jesus directly like X-ray, like ultrasound, can see deep through your heart.
耶稣就好像X光，还有像那超音波可以看到你内在。
When you go to doctor, right? Sometimes doctor cannot see through the skin, send to X-ray. Wow, everything is so clear.
就好像我们有时候去看病，医生没有办法看到你内在出了什么问题，他说你去照个X光片，一看就知道了。
And Lord Jesus Christ see through the teachers of the law and Pharisees.
就像耶稣这里，他就看穿了文士和法利赛人的内在。
Wow. Outside they are so clean.
他们外表非常的整洁。
But inside is so dirty.
但他们的内在是非常的污秽的。
And that is called hypocrisy.
这就是假冒为善。
Jesus does not like hypocrisy.
耶稣并不喜欢假冒为善的人。
God doesn't like it.
神也不喜欢。
If you are a sinner,
如果我们是罪人,
if we committed a mistake,
我们做犯了错,
we tell God sorry, we have done it.
我们向神悔改说, 我们做错了,
I am bad.
我是不好的人,
I need your mercy.
我需要你的怜悯,
God will forgive you.
神就原谅我们,
but inside, if somebody is very dirty,
但是如果有一个人, 他的内在很肮脏,
but outside, he pretends to be so good.
但是他们, 外表表现得好像是个好人,
and God will reject him.
神就会离弃他们。
So that's why cleanness is not about outside.
这就告诉我们洁净并不是只看外表。
Jesus used an example.
所以耶稣这里用了一个比喻。
When you wash something,
就好像你洗在洗一个东西。
How do you wash it?
你要怎么洗它？
I think every day we wash something, right?
我们每天都会洗东西。
Every day, especially a housewife or brother and sister, you have so many vessels, you have to which of to wash it?
每天在家里都要洗很多的杯盘器皿。
Of course, outside you have to wash it.
当然我们要洗外面。
But sometimes actually it's inside more difficult to wash.
但是我们有时候，我们知道有时候里面才是不好洗。
For example, teapots, right?
有时候像是茶壶。
The outside is not that difficult to wash.
那外面其实很好洗。
But inside you really have to put the sponge in and you rub it and then try to do it a few times so that to clean it inside totally.
但是茶壶里面其实不太好洗，你要把菜瓜布塞进去转来转去，这样才有办法洗得干净。
That vessel refers to our heart.
这个器皿就是代表就是我们的心。
The inside refers to our heart.
就是这个器皿的里面指就是我们的心。
Yes, outside we are all clean.
当然外表我们都会把自己弄得很干净。
But is your inside clean?
但是我们内在干不干净呢？
Sometimes when we come to church,
有时候我们来到教会,
we put on a nice clothes.
我们穿得很漂亮,
we say hallelujah.
我们说hallelujah.
We say thank God all the time, every 3 minutes.
我们每3个分钟就要讲一次感谢神。
And then even we testify to other people.
我们也会跟别人见证。
Wow, so inside, we are a perfect church member.
所以在我们外表看来就是一个完美的。
That is good, God like us.
当然那是很好的。
But the bigger question is,
但是更重要的是,
what is in your heart?
我们心里面装的是什么?
If we try to put on a mask,
如果我们想要戴上一个面具,
maybe you can deceive others.
当然我们可以可能可以骗到我们周围的人。
But you never deceive God.
但是我们不可能可以骗到神。
God knows exactly what beneath this mask.
因为神知道面具下面的你是什么样子。
Yeah, you look very holy, but in your heart, do you have jealousy?
我们外表看起来好像很圣洁，可是我们内在有没有嫉妒
？Wow, you keep saying you thank God.
我们常常说感谢神。
But in your heart, do you have lies?
但是我们心里面到底有没有说谎过？
In the service, we'll be saying something.
我们在聚会的时候领受到的道理。
But inside, do you mean another things?
但我们听到的跟我们想心里想的是一样的吗
？So cleanness and holiness not about outside material.
所以要圣洁或者是要洁净，并不是只看外表。
But rather is inside.
是要看内在。
So this is a very important concept, brother and sister.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
And how can we do it?
我们要怎么做呢
？How can we start doing it?
我们要怎么开始做呢
？Let's turn to the book of James.
我们现在翻开雅各书。
The book of James, chapter 3.
雅各书三章。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
雅各书三章五节。
What should we start cleaning?
我们要怎么开始洁净自己
？From our tongues.
要从舌头开始。
James, chapter 3, verse 5.
雅各书三章五节，这样舌头在白天里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，是最小的火能点着最大的树林。
Verse 6.
六节，舌头是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的事件，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
Here give us something that we should pay attention to.
这里告诉我们一些我们需要注意的部分。
What is holiness?
要怎么样成为圣洁？
What is cleanness?
怎么样成为洁净的？
Is it clean?
这是不是洁净的？
Then you ask yourself, is my mouth clean?
我们应该问自己，我们的嘴是不是洁净的？
Here said the most difficult part of our whole body to be controlled is our tongue.
这里说我们白体里面最难控制的就是舌头。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because every day we speak so many words.
因为每天我们常讲很多话。
Whether we think, we say it out.
我们想什么，我们就说出来。
The way you talk to your spouse.
就像你跟你的配偶讲的话。
What do you speak to them?
你跟他到底说了什么？
Do you speak nice words or you speak very critical and bad words?
你会说好话鼓励人呢，还是讲很严厉的话？
The way you talk to your children.
或者是你跟你小孩说话？
The way you talk to your father, your parents.
跟你的父母说话？
Is it pure? Is it clean?
是不是洁净的？
And then the way you talk to brother and sister in the church.
还有你跟教会的弟兄姐妹说的话？
Is it clean?
是不是洁净的？
And nowadays when we talk about speech, it's not only speech.
我们现在这里讲说这样说讲话，但其实并不是只代表这个。
Nowadays, because of the internet, email is very popular.
因为我们现在网络很流行的关系，这有很多这电子邮件。
Sometimes people think something, oh, I want to express it, I type it, I send it.
这有时候有人想说，我想要表达我自己的想法，我就把它打字，然后就寄出去。
When I'm angry, I send an angry email.
如果生气的时候，我就寄一封很深、
to your friend.
一封很严厉的邮件给朋友。
Or even a text messages.
或是你传简讯。
Some spouse when they arguing, they even tend to send very angry email or text messages.
有些夫妻
WeChat or whatever.
有些夫妻吵架的时候，他们传很严厉的简讯给对方。
The inappropriate one.
就很不恰当的话。
Some words you say it, you'll regret it in the future.
有些话你说了，你马上就后悔了。
So that's why the Bible tells us you have to watch over your tongue.
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们，我们要注意我们的舌头。
Because the tongue reflects what your heart is thinking.
因为你的舌头代表就是你心里所想的。
Whatever you say.
你说的话。
Whatever email you send.
你所寄的邮件，你所寄的简讯。
Is directly from your heart.
就是从你心里发出来的。
You may not realize what is in your heart.
你可能没有注意到你心里是什么样。
But if you look at what you said, what you write.
但是你如果看你说的话，你写的字。
It reflects your heart.
它代表就是你心里所想的。
Because Lord Jesus Christ said, "What is it from the heart? You say it out."
因为主耶稣说，你所想的，你就会把它说出来。
Let's read chapter 3, the same book. Chapter 3, verse 14.
我们再看一样看雅各书三章十四节。
Is your inside clean?
我们内在干净吗
？Let's read verse 14.
十四节，你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。
Verse 15.
十五节，这样的智慧也不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
What is in your heart is very important.
我们心里面是什么非常重要。
Just like before you eat something.You want to ask, is it clean?
就像我们在吃东西之前，我们要问这个到底干不干净。
But Jesus said, "What go into the mouth will not make you unclean."
但是这里主耶稣说，你吃下去的东西不会让你不洁净。
But what come out of you, your mouth will make you unclean.
但是你所口中所说的话才会让你不洁净。
Now, what come out of your mouth?
那我们所说的是什么
？What come out of your mind?
我们心里所想的是什么？
Do you have bitterness?
我们是不是有苦这种苦毒？
Bitterness. Do you say something? You always feel bitter.
我们是不是讲话都很充满的
苦的
苦很？
Do you know the way the feel of bitterness?
讲的话都不好听。
If heart is always bitter, your face is always bitter.
如果我们心里面常常是心情不好，我们的脸都会表现出来。
You look at your mirror, you say, "Oh, is it a bitter melon face?"
我们呢看着这镜子，可能会问说自己这是不是苦瓜脸
？Always angry bird.
是不是常常都很愤怒
？Always angry face。
是不是常常都是很生气的脸
？You are not happy with your spouse。
我们跟我们的配偶处得不好。
Not happy with your boss。
或者跟你的上司处得不好。
Not happy with your children。
跟你的小孩也处得不好。
You don't like everybody。
你谁都不喜欢。
And of course, at the same time, nobody like you too。
那同时间大家都不喜欢你。
Why? Because
为什么呢
？Bitterness is inside。
因为你里面充满了苦。
And jealous。
还有这嫉妒。
Right? People are good, you don't happy。People better than you, you're not happy.
如果你看别人比你好，你就不开心。
This is called jealousy.
这就是嫉妒。
And then in your heart, they have division.
然后你的心中还有纷争。
Do you always try to group yourself?
你是不是常常都想要搞小团体
？Think about different groups.
或者是常常想不同的团体、不同的想法。
Self boasting.
还有自夸。
And lies.
谎言。
If we have all this in the heart,
如果我们心里面充满了这些
，inside is very dirty.
那我们的里在呢，里面就非常的肮脏。
Jesus knows it.
但是而且神知道。
If you have it, you have to clean it out.
如果我们知道我们心里有这些，我们要把它弄干净。
Don't just work on the surface.
不能只要只看外表。
Work on the deep part of the soul.
我们必须要从内灵魂深处开始洁净。
That is the work that we need to do.
这就是我们该做的事。
We cannot be hypocrite anymore.
我们不能再做这假冒伪善的人。
When I go to Moscow, sometimes they bring me to visit some nice churches.
我在莫斯科的时候，他们会带我去参观一些很漂亮的教堂。
Because the whole Russia, the national religion is Orthodox Church.
因为整个整个俄罗斯所信的都是东正教。
Wow, if you look at outside,
我们如果看他们教堂的外观
the church is so beautiful.
你看那教堂盖得非常漂亮。
It's comparable to the Vatican in Europe.
我觉得已经可以跟梵蒂冈的那一间比了。
You know, in highway, you go for highway 404 near Major Mac, you see a very beautiful Orthodox church, right? The top is gold, right?
如果我们开这个404跟 Major Mac 那个路口，我们可以看到那里有一个那个屋顶都是金的那种正教的教会。
That is the same kind of church from the Eastern Orthodox.
那这个教会其实跟莫斯科这些东正教的教堂是长得差不多。
They have a long history.
他们有很漫长的历史
very rich.
非常的有钱
and really I saw they brought me to one church it's called Jesus Christ the Savior Cathedral
那他们带我到一间教会就是耶稣是我救主教会
if you search on the internet you can find some picture
如果你在网络上找的话你可以找到一些照片
the church is white on the outside
这个教会的
marble, make of a marble stone
这教会的外观是白的是大理石做的
and the four tower the topAnd one big tower in the middle.
然后外面四角有四个小塔，中间有一个珠塔。
All are gold in color.
全部都是金的。
I asked them, "Is it real gold?"
我就问他们这真的是真的黄金吗
？The brother told me, "Yeah, very likely. It's so bright, so bright."
这是弟兄告诉我，可能真的是黄金做的。
And when I go inside,
然后我进去的时候
，They said no picture.
他们说你不能照相。
Wow, I said, "What a pity, right? Otherwise, I take some picture and show you."
我就心里想，如果可以照的话，我就可以照一些，然后跟大家分享。
But when I go inside,
但是我进去的时候
，Even though I've been to Europe many times and see many churches,
虽然我去过欧洲很多遍，看过很多不同的教会
，Never see.A cathedral so magnificent and so beautiful.
我从来没看过一个教堂可以跟这一间相比这么大，这么壮观。
All the painting on the ceilings.
这个屋顶上充满了彩绘。
And then all the gold plate on the pillars.
在那个柱子上都有金的装饰。
If you look at inside, so beautiful.
你如果看这里面非常的漂亮。
But if I look around, I see what people are doing.
然后我开始左看右看看那些人在做什么事。
There's so many people, so many images.
有很多图画。
And there's so many Mary images, Jesus images, disciple images.
这里面很多图画是画的是像玛利亚还有耶稣。
And they are praying, they are bowing down to the images.
然后这些人就在这样跟这些彩绘。
They are very fervent. They are very fervent.
他们都非常虔诚。
They're burning candles, burning incense.
他们都有在烧蜡烛、烧香。
But we know that what they did is not according to the word of God.
但是我们知道他们所做的跟圣经所记载不一样。
But they didn't know.
但他们不知道。
But outside the church is so beautiful.
但是我们看这教会的外观实在是太漂亮了。
But outside is always different than inside.
但是外面跟里面是不能一谈
的。What was the heart of the people?
这人的心是怎么样的。
So that's why today we are doing the same thing.
就像今天我们做也是一样。
We are the true church member.
我们是真教会的信徒。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
We have the truth.
我们有真理。
We come to observe the Sabbath.
我们来这里遵守安息日。
We respect God.
我们尊敬神。
But God wants us to work one more step.
但是神希望我们再多跨出一步。
Cleanse your heart.
我们要把些洁净。
Clean your speech.
接近我们所说的话。
Yes, you are a true church member.
当然，我们都是真教会的信徒。
But do you speak like a true believer?
但是我们所说的话是不是跟一个真信徒是一致的？
You speak, is it full of grace or is it full of hate?
我们说的话是充满了充满了恩典，还是充满了苦毒？
Do you always really thank God or you always complain?
我们是一直在感谢神，还是一直在抱怨？
Your personal life.
我们自己的生个人的
生活。Is it holy? Is it clean?
是洁净，是干净的吗
？I asked the brother in Russia.
所以我问一个在俄罗斯的弟兄。
And also I asked him the whole country belongs to the religion, right?
因为我问他关于这整个国家都是同一个宗教的这个事情。
He said yes. Everybody has religion. Most people belong to the Orthodox.
他说对啊，每个人差不多都是信的，都是东正教。
And then the brother has a daughter.
然后这个弟兄有个女儿。
The daughter tell me that he never lived in the campus.
这个女儿说她从来不住校。
I only live in the campus for 9 days, and his father want to bring him home to live.
她只在学校住了9天之后，她父亲就把她带回家里。
I asked the daughter, why did the father not allow you to live in the campus?
我就问这女儿，为什么你父亲不让你住校呢？
He told me the young people there are very corrupt.
她说在那个学校里面那些年轻人都非常的堕落。
They always get drunk.
常常都喝醉。
They always man and woman relationship they are unholy.
这男男女女的关系都很混乱。
So it's better to leave home, not to stay in the campus.
所以他觉得他的女儿应该住在家里比住校好。
Of course, not only that country. Nowadays, Western world, Canada, USA, the same.
当然不是只有俄罗斯这样子，今天西方的国家都是一样的。
Even Taiwan, China, everywhere the same now.
台湾、中国也都是一样。
There's no morality.
这里已经没有道德。
People, the concept of holiness is already gone.
这人心里面对于洁净的这种想法已经都没有了。
So is it clean?
所以是不是洁净
？Don't ask outside things. Is it clean?
我们不应该问说这东西的外表干不干净。
Ask yourself, your heart, what you do, what you think, is it clean?
我们应该问我们自己的心，我们所做的、所说的是不是洁净的
？If your heart is clean,
如果我们心是洁净的
，everything outside will be clean.
那外表也都会是洁净的。
If your heart is not clean,
如果我们的心不洁净
，even though You pretend to be very clean, it's no use.
就算我们假装自己是一个很洁净的人，也是没有用的。
So this is the first concept.
这就是第一个观念。
The second concept we want to learn together.
我们第二个想要学习的观念。
What is cleanse?
什么是洁净
？If the law has cleansed it, is it clean?
如果神已经帮我们洗干净了，是不是已经洁净了
？Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
我们现在翻开《使徒行传》十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传十章。
Verse 13.
行徒传十章十三节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 13.
使徒行传十章十三节，又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。
”Verse 14.
十四节，彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我是从来没有吃过。
”Verse 15.
十五节，第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
”16.
十六节，这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。
This is a vision that the Lord has shown to Simon Peter.
这里是神让彼得所看见的一个意象。
This is a background.
这是一个背景故事。
Because in the early days, the church only make of Jewish people.
因为在教会早期的时候，是只有犹太人的信徒。
And Jewish people think that we the Jews are clean.
这些犹太人觉得我们身为犹太人，我们都是洁净的。
Other nations are Gentiles; they are not clean.
就其他的国家的人都是外邦人，他们都是不洁净的。
They are not even deserve our mixing and fellowship and knowing them.
他们不配合我们在一起团契、一起聚会。
So the church is only Jewish.
所以那个整个教会里面充满了就只有犹太人。
But God wants to change it.
但是神想要改变这个。
The church is not only for Jewish.
因为这教会并不是只为犹太人所设立。
But for all mankind.
而是为这世界上所有人所设立的。
But the old concept is really hard to destroy.
但是你很难改变一个人旧有的观念。
But God did something very, very special.
神这里做了一个很神奇的事情。
God showed Peter a vision.
神让彼得看见一个异象。
In the vision, you know, at that time, about noon time, Peter just finished prayer.
在这个异象发生的时候，彼得刚吃完午餐，就刚祷告完。
刚祷告完。
我刚祷告完要吃午餐。
And then he was kind of hungry.
那个时候他饿。
And then God showed him the vision.
然后神就让他看见一个异象。
And the sky is open.
这天就开了。
A cloth bring down a lot of animals.
这里有一块布掉下来，上面有各种动物。
Insects and birds.
有一些昆虫，有鸟。
All different kinds.
有各种不同的动物。
And then a voice tell him.
然后就有声音跟他说
，Peter, get up, slaughter it and eat it.
彼得起来宰了吃。
And of course, for us Chinese, right? We don't care. We eat everything.
那我们中国人看来就觉得这也没什么大不了。
Some people say Chinese people eat everything.
因为有些人跟说中国人什么都是吃的。
If you have four legs, animal four legs, they eat anything or four legs except the table, right?
或者他说中国人什么东西都吃，只要四只脚都吃，除了桌子。
So we Chinese no problem.
所以我们中国人看这一节一点问题也没有。
But Peter, he was a Jew.
但是彼得他是一个犹太人。
All these animals are there.
他看到这么多的动物。
Well, for example, he saw a pig.
他可能看到一只猪。
哇 ，so dirty! He even want to get away.
他看到就想要赶快逃走。
Jewish people don't eat pig.
因为犹太人他们是不吃猪肉。
For example, he see a rabbit.
或者看到一只兔子。
Hey, they cannot eat rabbits.
他们也不能吃兔子。
Oh, they see some seafood. They see some shrimp or crabs.
或者是一些螃蟹之类的海鲜。
They cannot eat it.
他们也是不能吃那个。
They see some ale,
或者是那鳗鱼。
They cannot eat it because there's no scale.
因为那上面没有鳞片。
But God tell him.
就是神告诉他们
，Get up,
神告诉他
slaughter it, eat it.
彼得起来宰了吃。
No, I can never eat those things.
所以彼得赶快回答说：“主啊，我是绝对不能吃这个的。
”Those are unclean animals.
这些都是不洁净的。
I never ate it.
我从来没吃过这些。
But what the voice tell him the second time and the third time.
但是这声音第二次、第三次这样跟他
说 ：“What God has cleansed,
神所洁净的
，You cannot.” Deem it as unclean.
你不可当作俗物。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
This has, of course, two meanings.
这其实有两个意思。
Of course, regarding food.
在食物上来看。
In the New Testament time.
在新约的时代。
In the New Testament time, God has cleansed all that the Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled His salvation on the cross.
这个在新约时代，神已经完成了十字架上的救恩。
All food.Are edible.
所有的食物都是可以吃的。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
我们现在翻开提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4.
提摩太前书四章四节。四节。凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的。
Verse five.
第五节，都因神的道和人的祈求，成为圣洁了。
So, Paul make it very clear here.
这里保罗非常清楚地告诉我们。
In the New Testament time, under the grace of God.
在新约，在恩典的时代。
All animals were made clean by Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的动物都已经成为洁净的。
You can eat pork.
我们可以吃猪肉。
If you like it.
如果我们喜欢就可以吃。
Also, if you don't like it, you don't need to eat it.
当然，你不喜欢，你可以不用吃。
But you are allowed to eat any animal that you see.
但是神准许我们吃任何的食物。
So this is a new time. This is under the salvation of God.
这个是新的时代，这是在神恩典下的时代。
But the vision is more than just talking about food.
但是这个意象指的并不是只有食物的关系。
The vision is talking about people.
在这个意象指的是人。
Because before this vision, Peter in his mind only think that salvation is only to the Jews.
在这个意象之前，彼得认为这救恩是只给犹太人的。
But God want to tell him no.
但神想告诉他并不是
这样。I want to include other people.
我想要让整个世界人都包括在救恩里面。
God want to send him to the house of Cornelius.
神想要把他差到哥尼流他家里。
So God want to tell Peter, Cornelius is not unclean.
所以神想告诉彼得，哥尼流并不是不洁净。
The Italian or the Gentile are not unclean anymore.
这个意大利人这个外邦人并不是不洁净的。
Under the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ, nobody shall be called unclean.
因为在这神的救恩之下，没有人是不洁净的。
They shall be all regarded the same.
他们每个人都是一样。
Because why?
为什么呢？
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 10.
我们再翻回来《使徒行传》十章。
Acts chapter 10, verse 34.
使徒行传十章三十四节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 34.
使徒行传十章三十四节，彼得就开口说：“我真看出神是不偏待人。”
Peter understood finally what God wanted to bring him to do.
彼得这里终于了解神到底想要做什么。
God.Does not show favoritism.
这里告诉我们，神是不偏待人。
We have favoritism in our hearts.
我们心里面总是会有偏见。
Even though we don't say it out.
虽然我们所以面不会说出来。
We have some kind of favoritism.
但是我们总是会有比较喜欢的人。
We always like our ethnic group better.
我们通常都会喜欢跟我们同种族的人。
Same language.
或是讲一样语言的人。
Same culture.
同样的文化。
Same country.
同样的国家来的。
You have the feeling of the homeness or togetherness.
你觉得你有这归属感。
And then we always have exophobia. We say, wow, I don't know them. Where are they from?
那我们会惧怕那些我们不熟悉的东西。
But for God, God looked down from heaven. All human beings is made by God and created by God.
但是神从天上往下看，每个人都是他所造的。
And you should not look down on any human being.
我们并不能看不起任何一个人。
Even they are different race.
就算是不同种族。
Different color.
不同皮肤颜色。
Different language.
讲不同的语言。
Different social class.
可能讲同来自不同的社会阶级。
If they are coming Christ.
如果他们都愿意来信主
，You have to accept him。
我们必须要接受他们。
Let's turn to Galatians。
我们现在翻开哥罗西书
，Chapter 3。
哥罗西书三章
，28。
哥罗西书三章二十八节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 28。
加拉太书。
Galatians。
不好意思，加拉太书三章二十八节。
Galatians 3:28。
加太书三章二十八节，二十八节并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Here tell us in Christ we are one。
这告诉我们，在基督里我们是合而为一。
That's why True Jesus Church is not a Chinese church。
这是告诉我们，真耶稣教并不是一个中国人的教会。
True Jesus Church is the true church of God. Welcome all race。
真耶稣教会是真神的教会，我们欢迎任何的人。
That's why in other country also we have different race.
那就是为什么在其他国家，我们的教会里面也有人来自不同的人种的信徒。
When I go to London church, it really amazes me.
我到了伦敦教会的时候，那让我非常的惊讶。
They are really multicultural.
他们那里真的是充满了各种的文化。
In the church board, in the church there are different kind of ethnic group, more than 7 or 8.
他们的信徒里面有七八种不同来自不同国家的人。
Of course, most of them are Chinese.
当然，大部分还是中国人。
Some Chinese come from China.
有一些从中国来的中国人。
Some are from Southeast Asia.
有的是东南亚来的。
Some from Taiwan.
有的从台湾来的。
They all united together in Christ.
他们都在基督里面合为一。
And there are some Caucasian.
有一些白人。
And there are some West Indians. They call it West Indians.
有一些
西
印
度
人。
They are basically African origin.
其实就是非洲来的，
非洲裔的非洲裔的，
非洲裔的
啊。And then the religious affair of the church.
然后那个教会的教务
啊 ，actually is a Londoner, but he's of African descent.
他虽然是住在伦敦，但其实他是来自于非洲
啊。So people are okay, people are perfectly okay.
但大家都觉得这一点问题。
Because in Christ, difference doesn't matter. What is your color?
因为在基督里面，我们肤色是什么并不重要。
Doesn't matter where's your ethnic group.
并我们从哪个种族来的也不重要。
Here tell us, doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Greek.
这里告诉我们，犹太人、希腊人都没有关系。
They are different ethnic group, but doesn't matter.
我们虽然来自。
Whether you're free man or slave.
自主的、为奴的。
Well, this is different of your class.
这是你社会阶级的不同。
Now, in the 2000 years ago, if you're free man, you're one class.
如果我们在2000年前，如果你是自主的。
If you are a slave, you are the lowest class.
如果你是自主的，你是比较高等的社会阶级。如果是为奴，就是在低等。
But in Christ, no more separation.
但是在基督里面，我们没有这个分别。
So, do we have this mindset?
我们是不是有这种想法？
Are you clean? Is this clean?
我们是这个是不是干净？
When you look at other people,
我们看其他的人，
do you regard that as clean?
我们看他们，我们觉得他们是洁净的吗？
If Jesus Christ has cleansed him or her,
如果主神已经洁净了他们。
You should never regard him unclean.
我们就不能把他们觉得是不洁净的。
For example,
举例来说，
if someone come into the church,
如果有人来到教会，
if he's a sinner,
如果他是个罪人，
he has committed so much sin before,
他之前犯了很多的罪。
But if he really believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
但他如果真的相信神，
even though he used drugs,
他可能以前有吸毒，
maybe he was from jail,
可能是有坐过牢的，
maybe she was a prostitute,
或是可能曾经做过不干净职业，
一个妓女。
妓女。
But if he or she repents and believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果这个人他已经悔改相信神，
you shall never look down on him or her,
我们就不能看不起他们。
You shall never say, oh, you know, my children, stay away from that person. Now he was in jail before.
我们不能跟我们小孩说，离那个人远一点，他坐过牢。
We should never do this.
我们不能这样做。
Because what the law has cleansed,
因为神所洁净的，
you should never regard them as unclean.
我们不能当作俗物。
Because who are we?
因为我们是谁呢？
Even God doesn't show favoritism.
因为神他并不偏待人。
In in another country.
在另一个国家。
I know there was a brother.
我知道那里有个弟兄。
The brother has a daughter.
这个弟兄有个女儿。
He loved the daughter very much.
他非常爱他的女儿。
And in the church, the brother, find out that his daughter is in love with another, the daughter was in love with somebody's a brother in the church.
那他在他在教会的时候，他发现他女儿跟另一个教会的弟兄在交往。
Oh, but the father is very happy.
那这个父亲非常的开心。
And the daughter told the father.
然后这女儿告诉他父亲。
Who the brother was?
他跟他说这个弟兄是哪一个。
That was a big surprise.
那他父亲非常的惊讶。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the brother family is Chinese.
因为这个弟兄的他是来自于中国。
But the daughter likes somebody who is totally not Chinese.
Oh, 这个弟兄他们全家是中国人，但是他所喜欢的并不是中国人。
It's not from the country. Totally different.
完全不同的国家。
Even different color.
不同的肤色。
So, you know, this means a multicultural marriage, right? Will be a multicultural marriage.
这是一个不这个婚姻就是来的或者是一个不同文化的交流。
But the father said, no problem. As long as you love somebody in Christ, I support you.
但是这个父亲跟他女儿说，没关系，只要这个人是神，那是信徒的话，那我也会支持你的决定。
Doesn't matter who is the brother come from, what was his ethnic background.
不管这个弟兄是来自于哪里，他什么肤色。
Even though different color.
什么样的背景。
Even though nobody does it before.
甚至是没有人做过这样子的事情。
But I support you if he is a member in our church.
但是我只要这个弟兄是教会的信徒，我就支持你的决定。
If he has the heart to love God,
如果他有爱神的心
，I support you are dating with him and also support you to get married.
那我就同意你跟他交往了，我也同意你们结婚。
Wow, this is really amazing.
这是非常让我感到惊奇。
In Christ, we should not separate ourselves or all different ethnic group, different ethnic background.
因为在基督里，我们不应该分别这个你跟我是不同的
国家的。All are made clean by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神已经洁净了我们。
So this is very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
So we have talked about food.
所以我们刚才讲过食物。
We talk about people.
我们讲过人。
Now we talk about places.
那我们现在要讲一些地方。
Is there a concept of holiness in physical proximity or places?
这我们谈到这个一些地方，是不是有些地方是洁净的？
What is a holy place?
什么是一个洁净的地方？
A holy place is the place that God is with us.
洁净的地方就是神跟我们同在的地方。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
我们现在翻开出埃及记三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记三章。
Verse 4.
出埃及记三章四节，出埃及记三章四节，耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”
Verse 5。
五节，神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”
Verse 6。
六节又说：“我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。”摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看见神。
This is the first time that God showed Himself to Moses.
这里是神第一次向摩西显现。
Moses was on that area to pastoring sheep every day.
摩西每天都在那附近牧羊。
No, you can consider that place is so normal. It's one of the spots in the whole wilderness.
我们应该基本上那个地方是一个很平常的地方，没有什么大不了的。
All the sheep, all the cattle may be pee there or make cow dung there. Every day, so many people trample there. For the animal trample there.
每天动物人走来走去。
But when God is there.
但是当神在那里的时候
，That place is special.
那个地方就不一样。
And God told Moses, "Now I am here."
那神就告诉摩西，我在这里。
You have to remove your shoes.
你必须要脱下你的鞋。
Because this is the holy ground.
因为这是一个圣地。
So what is a holy ground?
所以什么是圣地
？Holy ground means when God is with you.
圣地就是指神所在，神所在的地方。
If God has chosen this place and God is with you.
如果神已经选了这个地方和你同在
，Even though it was not holy before，
可就算这之前并不是圣洁
，Even though this ground was not holy before，
就算这块地以前不是洁净的
，Maybe there was bush there， there's cattle there， there's sheep there every day，
可能那有种一些树，有可能有牛羊走来走去
，But when God is there，
但如果神在那里
，Suddenly it can become holy。
突然之间，那块地就成了圣地。
So holiness is because God is with them.
因为什么东西是圣的，是因为神是不是在跟那个地方同在。
And not because that place was nothing or become so perfect.
而不是因为那块地本身很好。
So now this concept is very important.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
The holiness in space and place.
就是这个 空间上是不是洁净。
For example,
举例来说，
What is called the Holy Land?
什么叫做圣地？
The Promised Land.
这是应许之地。
The place that God wants to give to Abraham and his descendants.
这块地就是神所要想要给亚伯拉罕以及他的子孙的。
So, when we think about this land, what kind of land is it?
所以我们光想这块地的时候，这块地是怎么样的？
Is this a land that there was no people inside, or they're so perfect?
是不是这块地是一个非常完美，上面都没有人的地方？
No,
并不是。
Long before the Israelites go inside,
在以色列人进入应许之地之前，
there were so many people inside.
这块地上住了很多不同人。
And the people there are doing bad things.
这住在这块地上的人都做不好的事情。
They're committing so much crime against God.
他们每天都犯罪。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
我们现在翻开《申命记》
18，
《申命记》十八章。
Deuteronomy 18，
《申命记》十八章
，Verse 9。
申命记十八章九节。
Deuteronomy 18 verse 9。
申命记十八章九节，你到了耶和华你神所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎恶的事，你不可学着行。
Verse 10。
十节，你们中间不可有人使儿女惊火，也不可有占卜的、观照者、用法术的、行邪术的。
Continue。
十一节，用迷术的、教鬼的、行巫术的、过阴的。
12。
十二节，凡行这些事的都为耶和华所憎恶，因为这些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以耶和华你的神将他们从你面前赶出。
You see, this is so-called promised land, holy land, were occupied by the Canaanites.
我们看这块应许之地上面住满了迦南人。
They were doing so much unimaginable sin, corruptible deeds there long before.
我们可以看到这些人在这块地上行这些可憎恶的事情。
But for God, was it a problem?
但是对神来说，这是个问题吗？
No problem.
并不是个问题。
They do bad things, I kick them out.
他们做不好的事情，我就把他们赶出去。
And I bring you in.
然后就把你带进来。
And you should not learn from them.
然后你就不要跟他们学习。
So if I kick them out, this land become holy.
所以在我把他们赶出去之后，这块地就是圣地了。
I am with you, this land become holy.
因为跟你们同在，这块地就是圣地。
The past, no problem.
这过去并不重要。
Because God can make it clean.
因为神可以让它洁净。
God's power is bigger than all this sin.
神的力量比这些罪恶都还大。
This is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
God is bigger than all this sinfulness and also iniquities.
神是高于这些所有的罪恶。
Let's think about zooming out. Think about a bigger, a more specific place.
那我们现在在想一个更
具体的一个地方。
更具体的一个地方。
Among the whole land, the holy land or the promised land, which city is the most important?
在这个应许之地上，哪一个城市最重要？
And of course, it's Jerusalem.
当然是耶路撒冷。
Because in Jerusalem is the place of the temple location.
因为耶路撒冷里面有着圣殿。
That was called the holy city.
那个时候他们说这是圣城。
The center of worship by the people of Israelites.
是敬拜的中心。
Now, before David claimed that city.
但在大卫攻打打下这个城之前，
Who occupied the city?
谁在这城里？
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
我们翻开撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel chapter 5。
撒母耳记下五章。
Second Samuel chapter 5。
撒母耳记下五章。
Verse 6。
撒母耳记下五章六节，大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说：“你若不赶出瞎子、瘸子、闭目等进这地方。”
Now, here tells us that before Jerusalem were occupied by David and the Israelites.They were occupied by Jebusites for a long period of time, even thousands of years.
所以在大卫和他的人打下耶路撒冷之前，这个耶路撒冷城里面住的都是耶布斯人。
But does it matter?
但这个关系吗？
Doesn't matter.
并没有关系。
God is with David.
神跟大卫同在。
David go to attack them.
大卫去把这城打下来。
Kick them all out.
把他们赶出去。
Remove all the idols.
把所有的偶像烧掉。
All the abominable deeds.
把所有不好的事情除掉。
So that city became the holy city.
那个城市就成为了圣城。
So what is holiness in space and place mean?
所以在这个地点的这个洁净是什么意思？
God can remove all the filthiness before.
神可以把所有不洁净的东西除掉。
And God is with the person, God with them, the group, that place is holy place.
如果神跟这个人同在的话，那个地方就是圣地。
So this, how can this concept translate to our daily life?
所以那我们怎么把这个观念应用到我们的人生？
For example, you personally, you go to buy a house.
举例来说，我们去买一间房子。
Now you go into that house, you really like the outside.
我们去买一间房子，我们看着外面，我们很喜欢。
But you go inside, you see that, wow, that family is an idol worshiper. There's so big idols there.
但是我们进去房子里面，里面充满了偶像。
Wow, all the incense and the And because of that idol, you tell yourself, you know, I don't really like the house because it's an idol worshipping place.
然后你进去发现他们烧香拜偶像，然后你就告诉自己这个地方我不喜欢。
哎呀，don't buy this, it's not clean.
我们就不要买这个好了。
Well, you have a choice. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it.
当然我们可以，如果不喜欢就可以不要买。
But this is not a truth.
但这并不是真理。
If you like the house,
如果你喜欢这个房子，
you buy it,
你把它买下来。
When you have it, you move. Well, I'm sure when they give you the house to you, all the idols are gone, right?
当然你也知道，你买下来之后，他们搬走，肯定把偶像也都搬完了。
They won't leave you a big idol there for you.
他们不可能在那里留一个很大的偶像。
Even the idols are there, nailed on the wall.
就算这个偶像还钉在墙上。
Do you have to afraid?
我们必要害怕吗
？No need，
并不需要。
Right? You ask the minister to come。
你可以请教会的长职。
We pray，
祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, remove the idols。
奉主的圣名除这个偶像。
Oh, we come here to have a family service。
或是我们来这里有家庭聚会。
In the name of Jesus, the house is clean。
奉主的圣名，这个房子就洁净了。
Even in the house, some bad things happen。
就算是有些房子里面有一些不好的事情发生过。
You know there's a bad history。
可能你知道这个房子不好的历史。
But do you have to be afraid?
我们有必要害怕吗
？No need，
并不需要。
Because Jesus Christ can cleanse it。
因为神已经洁净他了。
Jesus Christ's power is bigger than devil。
耶稣基督的力量是大于鬼魔的。
You don't even have to worry。
我们不需要担心。
If you want to buy it, you can buy it。
我们想买就可以买。
If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it。
如果我们不喜欢就可以不买。
But you don't have to be afraid。
但是我们不需要害怕。
This is very important. This concept is very important.
这个观念也很重要。
If God is with you, this place becomes holy.
如果神跟你同在，那这个地方就是圣地。
If Jesus Christ cleanses it, it becomes clean.
如果神已经洁净了这地方，那这就是洁净的。
How about when we buy a church?
如果买一间教会
，the same thing.
一样的。
If you look for a place,
我们在找一个地方。
Is this place clean or not?
我们在想这个地方洁不洁净。
You use the same concept from the Bible.
我们应该用圣经里面的观念。
Whatever happened to this building or land in the past doesn't matter.
不管这块地上之前发生过什么事情，这不重要。
If you can get rid of it,
如果我们可以解决这个问题
，get rid of it,
就把它解决了。
After church dedication, that place becomes the place of God.
在我们在献堂的时候，这个地方就成为神的地方。
I think I mentioned to you about, in New York, they bought a second chapel, right?
我可能有跟你们提过，在纽约他们买的地
，really happy,
买的第二个会堂是非常好的。
Because in a good area called Flushing, they bought a place to branching out.
那个地方叫 Flushing， 是一个非常好的地方。
It's a very prime area.
是一个非常繁华的地方。
Very convenient.
很便利。
好 ，So I was told they bought a place.
所以他们告诉我他们买了一个。
Last year when I was there, I told the minister, the pastor there to bring me there to take a look.
所以去年我在那里的时候，我请那个长职带我过去那里看一看。
And then when I was there, I thought I would see a church. Actually, it's not a church building, but rather it's a big residential house.
所以我去的时候，我以为可以看到一间教堂，但是其实它是一间一般的房子。
That is a really huge lot and also a big building inside.
它有一个很大的一个停车场，然后里面有一个建筑物。
I asked, wow, this is a house.
所以我就说，这个看起来像是给人住的房子。
Yes, it's a house.
他说，对啊，这是一个房子。
And the minister asked me, do you want to guess what they were using the house for?
那个传道就跟我说，你想要猜看他们之前用这房子干嘛吗
？I said, no, I didn't know.
他说我说我猜不猜得出来。
He told me.
他告诉我
，That house was used as a temple.
那个他说，这个房子以前他们是拿来
Some Chinese people they bought that place and have a license from the city and they worship idols inside.
那个时候，那个地方一些当地的中国人把那个地方买下来，有了执照之后，就在那里面把它当庙用。
It's a place of worship.
他们在那里拜。
The Songling is a place of worship.
那个他们是把这个地方当成拜偶像的。
And then, wow! Then I asked, does the member say anything?
那我就说，那这个信徒有没有说什么话
？And of course, some member they say, wow! How can you use the temple, your previous temple, to convert to the church?
当然，有些信徒说，这个地方是庙，我们怎么可以把它拿来当教堂
？Then I ask him, how do you reply?
那我说，那你怎么回答？
I said, use the Bible.
你就说看圣经。
Jerusalem before Jerusalem, what was that?
我们可以看耶路撒冷以前是干嘛的
？Jebusites occupied it.
全部都是耶布斯人。
Kick them out.
所以把他们赶出去。
Remove the dirtiness.
把里面的东西。
In the name of Jesus Christ, the building can be clean.
在奉主的圣名，这建筑物就洁净了。
We don't have to worry.
我们不需要担心这个。
Yeah, it's true. That's what the Bible says.
这就是圣经告诉我们。
If you dedicate it, it becomes God's.
如果我们献过堂之后，那就是神的。
Whatever happened in the past doesn't matter.
不管过去发生了什么也。
Whatever dirtiness in the past doesn't matter.
不管里面有什么不好的东西也没关系。
This concept of holiness, when God is with us, is holy.
这我们必须要了解这个圣洁的观念，就当神与我们同在，那就是洁净的。
When God removes all the filthiness, become holy.
当神洁净的东西，那它就是洁净的。
So this is a very practical concept that we have to have today.
这是一个非常实用的观念。
Let's turn to Titus.
我们翻开提多书。
The book of Titus.
提多书。
Chapter 1.
提多书一章。
Verse 15.
提多书一章十五节。提多书一章十五节，在洁净的人凡物都洁净，在污秽不信的人什么都不洁净，连心地和天良都污秽了。
This is what Paul wrote in the letter of Titus.
这个保罗在给提多的书信里面这样写。
In your heart, if you are clean,
在我们心里如果是洁净的
，You rely on Lord Jesus Christ.
你信靠耶稣基督
，Everything that can be cleansed.
说凡物都可以被洁净。
But if our heart is not clean,
但是如果心里面充满了污秽
，Even though you brush outside, work on outside,
就算我们的外表非常的干净整洁
，Doesn't really matter.
没有什么用。
So is this clean?
所以这个东西是洁净的吗
？Ask yourself.
我们必须要问我们自己
，Is your heart clean?
我们心是洁净的吗？
Is this clean?
是这个洁净的
吗？ Other people are all cleansed by God.
所有东西，所有的人都已经被神洁净过。
We must regard them as clean.
我们必须要把他们，我们必须认为他们也是洁净的。
Any space can be cleansed by God.
所有的空间都可以被神所洁净。
May God bless us.
求神帮助我们。
Sing hymn 341.
唱诗。